Coming Saturday, February 8th at 2 p.m., it's Voices, an afternoon with John Chowning at Pikes Peak State College Centennial Campus Theater, 5675 South Academy Boulevard, and electronic music, some really interesting stuff. And with me, Shazia Ali, co-chair of the Pikes Peak State College Music Department. Also, Corey Cullinan, Dr. Noise, I guess facilitator would be what we would call you, but a vital part of this event coming up. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who wants to tell me about this? I'm seeing, and it makes me think of, well, electronic music and the early electronic music, but this is something I'm seeing: frequency modulation synthesis, FM synthesis, that technique which revolutionized music production in the 1970s. But that's just the starting point. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to happen. Who, Shazia?
Yeah, I can kind of start talking about it and then Corey can fill
yeah,
in.
Yeah, okay.
So really this started for me with attending these recording art workshops, recording arts workshops at Stanford. And Corey Cullinan is the instructor for these workshops every summer. And last summer, I was really fortunate to be able to take a group of 8 students with me to Stanford and participate in this workshop. And I've been going for a few years, and Corey has been leading these workshops and just kind of helped me figure out how to best grow the recording arts program at Pikes Peak State College. He's really been an important facilitator, mentor to that process for me. And just as of lately, like he was saying earlier, John Chowning reached out to him to see if he could come and do an event in Colorado. And he's actually going to 2 different colleges. I'll let Corey say more about that.
All right.
So on my end, this is an event to both celebrate the new degree that we'll be offering at Pikes Peak State College in the fall. It's been approved, and it's a music audio technology degree.
Ooh.
And anybody that's taken my computer music applications class knows all about John Chowning and who he is. And we feel like we have a celebrity coming to town to hear from this man who is really, really prominent and pivotal in the history of electronic music.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, would you like to add to that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Shazia has been amazing at the workshop, and her students at Pikes Peak were absolutely incredible. We have, if you snoop around online, we post the album that we record every year in that course.
All right.
And you will hear a bunch of incredible Pikes Peak musicians on that album, their compositions and them performing on other people's stuff. So the way I got involved, John Chowning, believe it or not, was my academic advisor when I was a Stanford Music and Poli Sci student. I think it was 1537. I was there as an undergraduate. And I know it was a long time ago. I might have the date wrong. And I have kept up with Stanford over the years. And John came to a concert I performed in San Jose, California last summer. And I had kept up with him, but we reconnected even more there. And so I've sort of been facilitating getting him out for this presentation at Pikes Peak, this concert. And we also have one the day before at CU Denver, where I used to be a professor of recording arts. But I'm not doing nearly as much work as it sounds like I'm doing. Everybody else is doing all the work. I'm just hanging around and having fun. But the other, so I'll introduce John at both events. And then the other thing that's sort of fun, it sounds like as of today, we're going to be recording his piece, Voices, at my recording studio that I own in Lone Tree. So we'll be doing a professional recording of that. So I'm excited to produce that because he's one of my heroes.
Well, that was back in 1537, you mentioned. You must be a true Renaissance man, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was born in the Renaissance. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. I'd like to say this is a free event open to the public. Seating is limited, so early arrival is recommended. Saturday, February 8th at 2 p.m., Pikes Peak State College Centennial Campus Theater. Voices, an afternoon of John Chowning. You know, Corey, I'd like to ask you, how did you come upon the name Dr. Noise? I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Well, when I do music for adults or teach for adults, I'm called Corey Cullinan. And when I do music for kids, families, and educational institutions, I'm called Dr. Noise. And I go around the country doing loop recording shows and playing symphony shows.
Wow.
But the way I came up with Dr. Noise, honestly, I had young kids and I had about 5 different names for what I might be called if I did kids' music.
Okay.
And my children, who were 2 and 4, voted on Dr. Noise. So that's how.
There you go. Well, yeah. You've gotten me intrigued, Shazia. You have an annual album that you release or recordings. I want to listen to this.
Yeah, you should go check it out. It's really interesting because these workshops at Stanford that happen, mm-hmm. we've got students of all different abilities and levels, and they're in a state-of-the-art studio learning how to record, learning how to mix and mm-hmm. edit, and a lot of different musical expressions and styles come out of that. So you've got everything yeah. from traditional songwriting to really avant-garde experimental sounds coming out of the studio. So it's a very eclectic mix every year, but it really showcases all of the creative energy that happens in that space. And this last year, it was 2 full weeks of spending, 10 hours in a studio every day. The younger students yeah. stayed longer. I wanted to go to bed. But it's a really cool experience. And we were so fortunate to get funding from Pikes Peak State College, from Dr. Bolton, to be able to attend and take that many students out. It was really life-changing for them in a lot of ways. Like I said, Corey, he's just a wonderful mentor. He's very inspiring. And then they also got their hands on equipment that, typically they wouldn't be able to. So that really propelled the energy towards developing the new degree. And it's been an exciting year.
Well, there's so much you can do with that, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I would imagine video games. Movie, motion
many.
Pictures, videos, things like
commercial
that.
Commercial music. Podcast music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On that point, we had a student from Argentina a few years ago at the workshop who is now a Disney audio Imagineer for the rides at Disney. That's his job.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And it's interesting that Shazia is talking about the Stanford Workshop because the Stanford Workshop is taught at the department that literally was created and founded by John Chowning, who is doing this performance and presentation. He is the founder of Karma, which is the electronic music department at Stanford. And this was after he developed FM Synthesis and basically licensed it to Yamaha. And it was heard in almost every pop recording in the 80s and 90s, you can imagine, and most of the hits. And so this place that I get to teach and that Shazia and her students get to learn and I get to learn, it was all started by the man who is coming to Pikes Peak to show us his latest amazing artistic technological marvel. So I think that's pretty cool. And Shazia, I appreciate her saying that she's gotten perhaps inspiration from this, but it's really very inspiring for me because what I love about teaching at Stanford in the summers is they are amazingly open about the program. So they let me take whoever I want. So we will have, every year we have multiple music professors like Shazia. We've had them from South Korea. We've had them from all over the place. And we have everything from Stanford doctoral students to Pikes Peak students to, we had a kid from Hong Kong, a high school kid from Hong Kong. And all of these people get together and create tracks together. And it's like nothing else that would ever happen outside of this conference. Just a mix of music that happens. And that's what's really fun for me. So I always leave really inspired to do different, inventive, unusual stuff.
So, Shazia, anyone who wants to find out more about this, can they email you? I see your address or your website.
My email, shazia.ali@pikespeak.edu, and I can share some social media links, and then the music department website will have something up I submitted. Yeah.
Well, sweet. Okay. This, again, fascinating stuff, and this is for everyone, free and open to the public, students, musicians, educators, anyone passionate about the intersection of technology, art, and sound. I'm a big electronic music fan. Saturday, February 8th, 2 p.m., Pikes Peak State College Centennial Campus Theater. It's Voices, an Afternoon with John Chowning. I've been speaking to Shazia Ali, co-chair of the Pikes Peak State College Music Department, also Corey Cullinan, Dr. Noise. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.